Zimbabwe got the kind of good publicity about Zimbabweans it rarely gets. That's mostly what I'm feeling. You know, I went into this project almost 3 years ago because I found this lovely group of young people who are very impressive and who I think embody the kind of heart and soul of what I love about Zimbabwe. So I'm excited really less for me than the publicity the band was given and the good publicity Zimbabwe was given, or Zimbabweans were given.
Tell me more about this project. What is it all about?
King George VI School for the Disabled it's the only school for the disabled that has a secondary school in Zimbabwe. It's a government school and center. And they have a band, a musical group, an Afrofusion group called Liana. It's raining, right? And I heard them when I went to teach at NOST in Bulawayo. And they're extraordinary young people who, in a society where people still have not such good attitudes towards the disabled, and in a society where they can't charge their electric wheelchairs because there's no Zesto, and where food is hard to get and life is difficult, they have managed to form this wonderful band. They won Crossroads Africa a few years ago and toured Europe. They toured the United States last year, and now they won an Oscar. Because let's be clear, they won it, not us.
So how are they feeling, the band members? Have you spoken to them? Are they in Hollywood right now or they're in Zimbabwe?
No, only Prudence is here. The rest of the band is home in Bulawayo.
So what does this mean for them? Where does it take them? Where do they go from here?
It's going to offer the band certain opportunities. The problem is that they are finishing their A-levels, and this is their exam year, and then they're off to university. So I think, like all bands, you know, the life of the band is probably limited. But I think, more importantly, what it teaches them is, yes, they can. It's a very kind of can-do attitude that they realize now that when they work hard, they can rise above and open all kinds of doors for themselves.
Tell me more about the lead singer. Who is she and what has she been through?
Prudence Mabena, she's from Jambezi by the Falls, and she was born with a disease called arthrogryposis. So she was born and her legs were behind her, and they had to amputate her legs eventually. And her arms are kind of frozen against her side. And she, the paternal grandfather's grandmother didn't want her and kicked her out, and they went to the maternal grandmother, who really raised her until she got to King George VI School, which really saved her life. It's the story of most of the people in the band. The difference was that most of the people, their immediate families were really wonderful. But their extended families, especially on the father's side, blamed the mother's side for the disability. The family broke up. There was a big fight. But in the end, in the case of the boys, all the families were very good. But it was the home at King George, which, I mean, it's this extraordinary school that really gave them independence and a future.
And for you as an individual, after having been involved in such a product that in the end wins an Oscar, what does it mean for you?
I don't think of it very much as about me. I think you would have to be a really bad filmmaker to not have won an Oscar for a film about these young people. For me, it means if I wanted to keep making movies, it's probably going to be easier. But what it really means for me is that I fulfilled my moral obligation to the band to bring their message to the world. And that's what I care about.